inspiration.
Turn up the motivation. You're on the Ziglar Inspire Podcast.
Zig Ziglar wants you to be your best.
Welcome to Zig Ziglar's Inspire Podcast. This is your host, Blake Lindsay. Today's podcast is a salute to the good guys. Too often we think to be successful, you have to cut corners or tell lies or compromise your values. Zig is making the case that that isn't true success. Let's listen to Zig.
I'm a foodie and I enjoy learning about the process that brings great foods and beverages from idea to the table. And then I like tasting them and learning the nuances of what creates the most significant tastes, from coffee to cheese to distilled beverages. I did a tequila tasting in Mexico, and recently bourbon, Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon, really impressed me from the story to the taste. I grew up in Kentucky, where horse racing and bourbon are famous, and I got introduced to Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It's produced by Heaven Hill Distillery, which has been and still remains family-owned since 1935, and I'm impressed with the bourbon's ultra-rich, smooth taste, and right on the bottle, it states that this bourbon is 7 years old, which is actually three times longer than what's required to be certified as bottled in bond. I feel with beverages, the longer the prep, the better the taste. Being a bottled in bond product means it must pass a list of seven requirements that set the standard for this quality bourbon. So look for it at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely and drink wisely.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Let me ask you a question. How many of you in this live audience consider yourself to be honest and at least reasonably intelligent? Can I see your hands, please? All right. Now, how many of you honest, intelligent people, as a general rule, get about twice as much work done on the day before you go on vacation? Go ahead. It's okay to laugh. It's okay. Oh, does guilt get to you just a little bit? You know you do, don't you? Now, I'm going to ask you a long question, so let's do the whole question. If we can figure out why and learn how and repeat that process every day without working any longer or any harder, does it make sense that we will be more valuable to ourselves, our family, our company, and our country? Does that make sense? Answer is yes. I'll help you with the tough ones, okay? There's no question about it, okay? I want to get you involved. I want you to evaluate yourself as we go, because for the next few minutes, I'm going to be talking directly to you about you. Now, you've already confessed that I am talking to you about you, and you've already admitted that you were both honest and intelligent. So don't chicken out on me. Now, as we go down this list, I want you to put either an A or an S by each word. A is for attitude. You think this is an attitude, or do you think it's a skill? Now, each one you should evaluate in your own mind, because that is a very, very, very important point. How many of you on the day before vacation got your laptop or a sheet of paper out and said, Mark, here's what I got to do? How many of you did that? Can I see your hand? All right, we call that goal setting. Then you got it organized in the order of their importance. Then you accepted responsibility. This is my job. And then you made the commitment to do it. You know, a lot of people are about as committed as a kamikaze pilot on his 39th mission. I mean, they don't really make that commitment, okay? This shows that you care about the other people. Now, these attitudes or skills, remember I'm talking to you about you. This shows that you care about the other people. It indicates also that you're a dependable employee. Is that the kind of employee that most of us want to have? Somebody who is dependable, and the kind of boss we want to have, and the kind of husband we want to have, and the kind of wife we want to have, and the kind of kids we want to have. Isn't that true? And that shows that you're working with integrity today. You want to do what's right. You're working smarter, not harder. You're optimistic that you're going to get the job done. How many of you ever participated in organized team sports? Can I see your hands, please? All right. How many of you vividly remember going home and saying to mom and or dad, "Boy, I'm telling you, the coach has got us a game plan that just won't quit. We're going to kill those suckers tomorrow." How many ever had that experience? When you've got a game plan, something happens to your thinking because you know what you got to do and you got a plan to do it. Your optimism goes up. Now, most people know I am an optimist. I mean, you know, I'd take my last $2 and buy a money belt with it. That is my nature. I'd go after Moby Dick in a rowboat and take the tartar sauce with me. Well, anyhow, you get there not just on time, but a few minutes early. You were punctual. You immediately got busy. You didn't stand around and say, "Wonder what I ought to do now." You were enthusiastic about what you were doing. You were highly motivated. You decisively moved from one step to another, one task to another. Now, I'm going to camp on that one for a couple of minutes. How many of you have noticed that as a general rule, people with nothing to do want to do it with you? Can I say your hands, please? All right. Now, on the day before vacation, because you've got a game plan, you finish one task, and then you move with purpose to the next one. People are going to step aside and let you go by. They're not going to stand in your way to gossip and listen to stories about what's going on in the office. And incidentally, from my perspective, the most guilty of the two is not the one doing the spreading of the gossip, but the one who's listening. Because if there's no receptive ear, there's not going to be any conversation going on. You'll be amazed. You will save 2 minutes here, 3 minutes here, 4 minutes there, 7 minutes there. At the end of the day, I will absolutely guarantee you, just because you move with purpose, you will have saved an hour. An hour a day, that's 5 hours a week, that's 250 hours a year. That's over 6 weeks that you have just carved out. And a lot more than that, really, because you haven't wasted the time of the one who wanted to gossip with you. Decisiveness also is a sign of leadership. You get the information, you make the decision, and you go full speed ahead. You focus on what's at hand. You discipline yourself to take the necessary action until you get it done. Discipline is one of those things that's most sorely missing in most people's life. You build momentum. That positive mental attitude kicks in. Now, you know, I get a little upset with an individual that says, "Man, with positive thinking, you can just do anything." That is absolutely not true. I love to play golf. There's never been a more positive individual than I am. I'm pretty good. I shot my age here about 4 months ago, and I'm 74. And even better news is it didn't take me but 13 holes to do it, you know. Now, nobody, but like I told the group I was playing with, you know, I said, "I can play lots better than this. I just never have." Well, anyhow, I have fun playing golf. There is absolutely no danger that I'm going to qualify for the PGA. Now, I have got a good attitude, but I had a good attitude when I went in the ring with Joe Stringer. I just knew I was going to whip that little 62-pounder, but I didn't have the skill to follow through. I learned the skill. I acquired that a little bit later. I've been trying for years to acquire the skill to play golf, and I love the game, but positive thinking ain't going to get me on the tour. It'll let me have fun, because I honestly believe my next game's going to be the best game I've ever had. Now, I believe that's important. Positive thinking is critically important. That's what you're using on the day before vacation. Positive thinking won't let you do anything, but it will let you do everything better. You're now able to use the knowledge you've acquired, the experience you've acquired, the training you've had. Positive thinking lets you use what you already know. That's awesome. It lets you use your ability, your experience, your training, so it is enormously important. This shows your performance there, that you're loyal to the company, your competency goes up, your confidence increases, you're an extra miler. That individual is always desirable in the marketplace. You're a team player. You're an encourager. People look at your example and they don't realize it, but they instinctively step up the production themselves. They move just a little faster, with a little more purpose, with less delay. Not only will your productivity go dramatically higher, but the whole company will raise their standards 2%, 3%, 5%, and every bit of that goes to the bottom line. Management will look at you, and you're talking about employment security. The first thing they will notice when you do this every day, this is the gal I want to keep forever right here. I don't care what the economy is doing. As you know, the media has accurately predicted 28 of the last 2 recessions. Now, I don't care what the economy, well, some of you got a little late, but you did get it, and I commend you for that. You know, better late than never. All right. Now, when you start looking at all these, you're encouraging other people. And you know what's exciting? At the end of the day, your energy level is absolutely off the wall. It is off the wall. Man alive, on the way home, you're talking to yourself, man, I had more fun today than I think I have ever had. I can't wait to get home and tell the family what I've been doing. Matter of fact, I think we're going to pack up tonight and go on our vacation tonight. Why wait till tomorrow? And you know exactly what I'm talking about, don't you? Now, you do remember I'm talking to you about you. You undoubtedly have never evaluated all of the things and qualities you have and put to work on this day. But that's what we are doing right now. This is you I'm talking. You know when you're most exhausted at the end of the day? When you tried to fool the boss all day. Or if you are the boss, you tried to fool the troops all day. Man alive, I don't know if I can handle this. Doing nothing all day long, that's the most exhausting day I've ever had. And not only that, but your self-worth. You feel good about yourself. Hope reaches full bloom, and because you're being wise all the way through. Now, folks, you know you can get information out of newspapers and magazines. You can get knowledge out of good books and encyclopedias. But wisdom is a gift. It's from God. And you're using wisdom here in this process because you're being the right kind of person, you're doing the right thing, and that's going to enable you to have all of the things that life has to offer.
What is true success to you? Is it having peace of mind at the end of the day and the ability to fall asleep without worry? That is the kind of life Zig is talking about. If you didn't evaluate yourself with a checklist as you were listening, I urge you to spend some time today looking at your life and seeing where, if any, changes need to occur. Until next week, this is Blake Lindsay encouraging you to live your life to the fullest.
Zig Ziglar. Inspiring true performance.